We are in Siman Kufi Gimel, Halacha Beis. The Mechaber says, "Yiruv Davar Anecha Kmo Shulchai, in Davar Shein Necha Kmo Shulchai." If you make one food out of two parts, some of the ingredients are edible raw, and some of them are not. Upishlam, Ha'ev Kichalim, and then a goy cooks them. So, in the Ikrim Davar Sheish B'Mishum B'Shul Ha'ev Kichalim, also, if the main part of the food is something that's not edible raw, so it needs Bishul Yisrael, then it's Aser, because the overall food is considered to need Bishul Yisrael. It's not Nech Chai V'Yom Lav Mutter, but if not, and the Icarus things that are Nech Chai, that are edible raw and don't need Bishul Yisrael, then the food is Mutter. Okay, now.
Edible raw.
Right. Well, by the Icar, well, we use the word Icar over here. Okay, we'll talk about exactly how we're going to do that in a second. Now, the truth is, we spoke about most of this din, we spoke about back in Kufi Beis, there was one halacha above, spoke about this, and we spoke a lot about it over there, so we're sort of continuing from over there, okay, for whatever that's worth, okay, and the way it fell in over here is that the first halacha said, the basic, halacha Aleph said the basic rules of Bishul Yisrael, which is if something is not edible raw, and it's Aleph Shulchan Lachem, then it needs to be Bishul Yisrael. Okay, so now the Mechaber is telling you, what is it, an obvious question, which is, sometimes foods are made of more than one ingredient. So if, let's say, that's like the case he has, edible raw, not edible raw, sometimes the food could be a mix of two different things. It's not, you didn't just make a baked potato, you made something that was more complicated than that. Okay, let's say it's two. And therefore, that's how this halacha comes over here. Okay, now. Okay. The assumption is, it's not completely wrong, that when he says here you do ikar, you follow whatever the ikar is, that's what it needs. It either does or doesn't need Bishul Yisrael. Those rules of ikar is another place where the halacha talks about whether something is the ikar in a mixture of food. That's hilchos brachos. When you have a mixture of food and you have to decide what bracha to make on it, so we follow the ikar and we don't follow the tafel. So to a great extent, we follow the rules, the same rules of ikar and tafel that you have in hilchos brachos, you have over here also. They're not exactly the same, okay? But to a great extent, we follow those same ways of deciding what's the ikar and what's the tafel. Okay, now, Rav Shechter, in explaining this din, he had said there's two different kinds of ikar and tafel. Okay, there's two different types, two like whole different classes of ikar and tafel. Excuse me. One is where the tafel, the secondary food, is mamash secondary. It completely is there to help out the other food. Okay, as an example, if you have a latke, it's made of potatoes. Okay, it has a little flour to hold it together. Okay, the flour is not the food. The flour is just helping out in the food. Or you have a piece of fish a breaded piece of fish. The breading is not the food. The fish is the food, and the breading is just there as somehow it assists the other food. It's
flavor.
Flavors it. It adds to the other food, but no one thinks that the breading is the food. That's one type of ikar v'tafel. The ikar is the potatoes or the fish, and the other thing is just a tafel to the food. There's a second kind of ikar v'tafel, which is you have a mix of a bunch of different things. You have soup, okay? The carrots are not more important than the potatoes. The soup is all those things mixed together. There we judge the ikar v'tafel. What's more? Is there more carrots or is there more potatoes? That's what the ikar is. But it's not that. Carrots and potatoes are both hatama. If you have a fruit cup, no, for soup it's again. No, for bishul akum it's again. But for a fruit cup, okay? It has peaches and it has pineapple in it, okay? So which one is the ikar? It's not. There isn't anything more important about peaches than the fruit cup is not more peaches than pineapples. It's just whichever is more, that's what the bracha follows. It becomes ikar just by its, because there happens to be more of it, but it's not inherently that the fruit cup is more one thing than the other. Okay? Good? Okay, so those are two different types.
Okay, now, when you said about the fish sticks, so that's a very sticky, so to speak, problem. Because you have two different kinds of issues there. One is as you call it, the ikar, just looking at that. And then what does the coating do? If it really makes a whole different flavor, then it might be that you would, even though it's not the ikar,
maybe that might be true. I'm gonna pretend that you didn't say that. What I'm saying is that might be true. We're using it as an example. And there's two tackle questions there are questions about what bracha to make of that.
Okay,
now, the truth is that in both of the cases I just described, you follow the ikar as far as which bracha to make. But now, as far as bishul akum, bishul yisrael, it's not exactly as clear. The first type, where the ikar where the tuffel helps out the ikkar, okay, this, we could break that down also into two different cases. Okay, the first case was the case of the pancakes that I gave you, the latkes. In that case, everyone agrees that you don't need Bishul Yisrael. You don't have to pay attention to the, you don't have to focus on the tuffel, you only have to focus on the ikkar. Now, in this case of the pancake, both of them need Bishul Yisrael. The potato needs, and so does the flour. But ignoring that, we only look at the ikkar, we wouldn't look at the tuffel in that kind of a case.
As a flour?
Lafuke, listen to my other case. Well, Lafuke, the case of the southern fried chicken or the other case. There we had a machlokes in kufyudays. We had a machlokes. The machaber holds. Well, I'll tell you the Ramah first. It'll be easier to understand. The Ramah holds that if the tofel is a coating on the top of the ikkar. His example was if you have egg that you glaze on top of bread. Mm-hmm. The egg and the bread are looked at as two different foods. So in what was again over there was bread doesn't need Bishul Yisrael. It's mutter. If it's pas pater, it's mutter. But egg does not have that kula. So the Ramah holds that the egg on the top of the bread is viewed as a separate food. So if the egg is a separate food, egg needs Bishul Yisrael then. So the Ramah says that eggs on top of bread, so even though the egg is, of course, tuffel, right? The egg is just a glaze on the bread. No one, it's not egg, it's bread with a little, smear on the top. It's just that's obviously a tuffel, but even though it's a tuffel, the Ramah holds that since it's separate and it's on the top, it needs to have Bishul Yisrael. So in our case, if you had fish with a coating on the top of it, that coating would be viewed as separate from the fish as relates to Bishul Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Okay, now again, in our case that I'm giving you, it's not negating anything. Because both the fish and the cover
view, crumbs would be a better example.
Because?
Because those don't need...
Right, well, actually, we need a case that goes the opposite way, which is to say, we're the ikker would not need Bishul Yisrael, but the coating would need Bishul Yisrael. Which I don't have a case of. What?
Fish coated for bread.
But I don't have a case. I can't think of an example of it, but when we come up with a case, in this case, it's different.
If you have a cinnamon roll, or a
bread.
Oh no! Wait a minute. If you have a jelly filled, whatever it is.
Okay.
The jelly is, if you buy it, you're going to buy it for one of two reasons: either because you like the roll and happens to have the flavor, or you like the jelly, and the only way to get the jelly is to have that. Okay. The jelly is edible just the way it is.
Right.
And if the jelly is the thing you're looking for. The bread, the dough is exactly what you're looking for.
Yes, okay, but
I mean, you don't mash potatoes, not whatever. With the potato, if you take a potato knish, so it's the pastry with the pan, and then you glaze it with it's the same
egg.
With eggs.
Right. Yes. Okay. So we have to think of a case. But what the case is that for this kind of an ik of a tuffle, where we say just helping out the other food, you have to remember that the Ramah said the machaber does not like that. The Shulchan Aruch holds if it's on the top, it's also considered part of the pas. When you have the egg on the bread, you don't have to.
Obviously,
hold on. No, Bishul Yisrael. Well, we talked about that. Then why nobody does?
Okay,
we talked about that. But the according to the Ramah, that the egg that's on top of the bread is viewed as a separate food. Here, the coating that's on top of the fish would be a separate food with Indian bishlak. Even though brachas wise, it's a tuffel. Okay, now more complicated is the other kind of ikkar tuffel, which was you have a mix of different foods. Okay, and some it's a soup. Okay, or it's a salad, and it has some things that are bishul Yisrael, some things that are edible raw, some things that are not edible raw. But that's there where we said one is not inherently more ikkar than the other one. It happens to be, you count it up and you see how much potatoes there is and how much carrots there is, and you decide is it more bishul Yisrael, more things that are edible raw, more things that are not edible.
There, are you saying simply it goes after raw there?
It goes after raw.
That's what it means.
Right. I mean, when I say count up, I don't mean count the pieces. It probably goes by size. Is there more, if you fill it up into a cup, would there be more potatoes or there be more carrots? Yeah, okay. Okay, now, in this case, Rav Shachter said the following. You can only be mekel, this that we're saying, that you follow the roi, you say most of the thing is, let's say, carrots. The soup is mostly carrots and celery, things edible raw. You can only do that if you taka cooked it together. You took one unit, you put all the things together into the pot, and then you cooked it together. You say, okay, this is all cooked together, and this unit is either a unit that's edible raw or not edible raw. How do you decide? You follow the roi to decide if it's edible raw. But were you to take some of the pieces separately, like for example, you took potatoes, okay, and you were making potato salad, okay, and you cooked your potatoes beforehand, and then you mix them with other things that are edible raw, you're not going to say, Well, the salad is all vegetables and all edible raw. So this overall salad is 90% edible raw, which is viewed as edible raw.
Is it about when it's l'chatchila?
Okay, I
yell at you. Isn't that a double portion?
It's not a book.
I don't mean it like that. Okay, you're catching me because you're saying that...
I'm sorry, I apologize.
No, you're
happy. It's a double portion.
You're catching me because you're saying when I cooked the potatoes were already...
Awesome.
Because I cooked them right. So, his example really was not an edible raw case. His example was a case of Ola Shulchan Ochem. Okay, I cooked a vegetable that's not Ola Shulchan Ochem. When it gets mixed into the salad, it all of a sudden, the salad is Ola Shulchan Ochem.
So
when I cooked the vegetable, it wasn't usher, because the vegetable by itself is not usher. But now I throw it into the salad and I say, well, this salad is edible raw.
In the potatoes,
for example. Let's say, the salad is edible raw. Overall, it's 90% edible raw and 10% not edible raw. So he said, yeah, over there, he says, then when we cooked it, it was being cooked by itself, and it would be usher. The only time you get to say that you follow the raw for the ikur is when the thun is all cooked together. You take one big soup, make one big fruit together, and at that point, we have to judge, is this thing edible raw or it's not edible raw? We follow the ikur as opposed to tafel. Why are you making faces?
I don't know. So a few different things going on. Is it roy edible raw? Is it roy edible raw?
Well, those are separate things, but they're the same. What
all,
I'm saying,
we all follow the same rule.
We follow ikur or tafel. Meaning, we say we look at we judge the food as a whole, and we say, is this food? See, in Ola Shulchan Ochem, it seems like a silly question to say. Is the overall food either is Ola Shulchan Ochem or not Ola Shulchan Ochem? You don't think so much about the details, the foods that are in there. Edible raw, it makes more sense, so to speak. You take a soup. Soup has potatoes, carrots, and celery in it. Okay, the potatoes are not edible raw, and the carrots and celery are. So, is this soup edible raw? It's not edible raw. How do you decide that? So the din was you decide based on what the raw is. Are there more potatoes or are there more carrots and celery? Okay, so that's how you're making this decision. The other case is like a funny case.
So you say even if the potatoes are cooked separately.
No. You would not say that, right? You would not say that. It's only when they're cooked as one unit, then we look at them and say, now we can use the roi. No, that's to say, it's 30% potatoes. You don't say, 30% of this thing is not edible raw, so you need bishul yisrael for those 30%. You say, no, overall, the thing is edible raw, because the ikkar of this food is the potatoes and is the carrots and the celery, so therefore it's considered all not edible raw, even though there's a big part of it that needs to be cooked. Even though you could still say it's not.
And you say the same rule applies, the exact same rule applies to establishing about a food. Is this food a type of food? Right. So it's or not? And the same criteria.
Yeah, but it's more complicated. It's not as straightforward in that case. Okay? I'm not telling you the case because it has its own complication. I'm specifically not telling you the situation. It's not an easy case to think of that oil or shulchan aruch should depend on the roi. Because when you have a food, if you have a food, you put the food down in front of you. Either it's oil or shulchan aruch or it's not oil. You can look at it as one unit. You don't look at the details. When you have a pastrami sandwich, you don't say, that pastrami has flour inside of it. Is the flour Ola Shulchan Ochem? You just look at the whole thing as a unit. You automatically look at it as a unit. The chiddush is that by Necho Chai, you should look at it as a unit. By Necho Chai, it's easier to imagine you should view the potatoes separate from the carrots and the celery.
Necho Chai means what?
Edible raw.
Oh.
Okay, so now, there's two things, I have to just say something, there's two things that we have to consider, that's what I want to tell you, there's two things to consider about this kula, we're talking about a soup or a salad, two things that we have to think about. One is like this, I just told you that the Rama says that when you have egg on top of bread, the egg, even though the egg is surely tafel to the bread, the egg is obviously just a secondary part of the bread, even so the egg is viewed as being separate, it's considered... The egg and the bread are not the same thing. The egg, the bread does not need pas yisrael, but the egg does. So should you say the same thing in your soup? Your soup has potatoes floating around in it. So should we say, just like the egg that's on top of the bread needs to be bishul yisrael, even though the bread doesn't? They're not considered one unit. We view the egg as being a separate thing. Should we also say by the salad, by the soup, that the potatoes floating around in the soup? Should the Rama argue on our case? Should the Rama say that the potatoes floating around the soup are viewed as being not one mess with the soup? If he would say, if he could say by the egg, which is a thin little
I would think it's more. It'd be more machmor.
That's correct.
But it's mamish two separate chepses, lamaisa.
Because in a soup, in one hand, it's easier to see it. The potatoes are floating around over there, as opposed to the bread. It's like almost miss it. You almost miss the bread.
It's like an ingredient in the bread. So it's like salt or something like that, or sugar.
So I would, and nevertheless, the Ramon Achmar.
No, by salt and sugar? Say the egg.
I understand what you're
saying. The egg is, you say it's, since it's on top.
But you don't see it. You don't see the salt. Here I'm obviously the potatoes.
Okay, yeah, but that soup is, it just happens to be a big. The soup is made up of that.
Okay, so the answer is you're both right. Okay, both, which is to say, no, it's okay. It's okay, but when we get this question to Rishabta, he said, "Look, Rabbi Eisman." He said, "Oh, yeah, Tata. It's the same thing as the eggs." He says, "It's even worse than the eggs. It's mamish pieces floating around." So now Rabbi Shechter sort of—I don't want to use this word—but he got out of it.
The cup.
No, Rabbi Shechter basically holds like the Avnei Nezer, who says we don't pass like Dorma. Okay, who says we don't pass the Dorma about the eggs. And so this doesn't bother him so much.
Okay,
he really doesn't like that. Okay, but Rabelski didn't think like that. Rabelski was like, no, of course the soup is more. Now he didn't explain why.
Of course,
he didn't explain
the soup
why. The soup is better than the eggs.
Why?
Okay, he didn't explain why, but the reason is as follows. The reason is that the egg on the bread, okay, I'm going to use, I guess I heard Friedman about this last night, I saw about the Chasana, and he said, his way of describing it was like this. He said, if you had an egg sandwich, okay, would you think that the egg should be considered, didn't need bishul yisrael, because it's part of the bread? Aside that it's cooked separately, ignoring the fact that they're cooked separately. He says, no, the bread and the egg are two completely different things. He says, but soup, that's how the Ramah views bread with an egg glazed on top of it. It smells like two different, there's bread and egg sitting on top of it. Imagine a whole fried egg sitting on top of it, okay? He views it as like two separate things. As opposed to the soup, there, all those things that are mixed into it, they're all like ingredients to make one unit. The finished product is one soup. It's not bread with egg on top of it. It's bread with egg inside of it. Just like, in fact, the Rashi, that's what the Mechaber Paskins, that the egg in the bread and the egg on top of the bread, it's all the same thing. It all makes up bread. And the Ramah says, no, he Paskins like others who say that the egg is on top of the bread. It's like two different things. But over here, the egg, is the potatoes are not separate from the soup. The potatoes are the soup. The soup is one chetzer called the soup. This is the soup. The soup has a lot of pieces to it. But then, it's like saying, if you have, we used this example last time, if you have, what do they call it? Seeds, what are they called? Whatever kind of seeds, they put in bread, okay? Put seeds into bread.
Caraway seeds.
Caraway seeds. You're not going to think that those seeds are separate. The seeds are part, either you could see them separately, but Lamaise says they're just one big mass that's turned into a bread. Okay? So therefore, that would be the reason to say that even though the Ramah, you know, how come the Ramah doesn't argue here? Or clarify. The Mechaber says if you mix two different things together, you follow the Iker. How come the Ramah doesn't say, oh, but wait a second, but that's only if they're mixed together to make a batter together. But if one's on top of the other, then there are pieces that you have to make. They didn't say that. Because the assumption is that it goes by all kinds of mixtures, even if the potatoes are floating around the soup. Okay, now.
So we're saying here, I had a restaurant that called me up, and they made a pot of soup. And by mistake, it was a chicken soup. But they only threw one piece of chicken there, celery and carrots, everything, and zucchini, and everything's nefilchai. How luckily it would be mustard to use.
Yes, and even more so is that if you buy a can of soup, okay, buy a can of
Roki
kosher soup. In many cases, those things are not bishul yisrael, because usually, when you look in more carefully, you'll find out most of the things are nechachai. Most of the things in there are edible raw.
And they don't put too much.
And wouldn't need wouldn't have bishul yisrael to it. Okay? Would potentially not require bishul yisrael. In fact, I'm aware of ones that, and they're not bishul yisrael. Some of them are because.
Well, the chicken's isn't the chicken's a bigger though? The chicken vegetable soup. There isn't really the chicken, even though it might be
minority. Yeah, I'm not talking about chicken soup. I'm talking about vegetable soup. Okay. Chicken soup is more.
They don't put too much chicken.
Yeah. Not this. Okay. Now, the second question we have to think about is, we're assuming that if you had a vegetable soup, okay, you had a fruit cup,
yeah,
okay, that was mostly fruit and a certain amount of vegetables, mostly ha'etzes and a little bit ha'damas, right. The bracha on that is ha'etz. More likely they put in pineapples into it. So you have fruit cup, okay, with peaches and pears and pineapples.
And oranges.
And oranges, okay, thank you. And you had pineapples in it, so the bracha would be ha'etz. Okay, right. Just as an aside, I have to just tell you an aside, that Rabelski said that he asked Ramosh about this. What do you do if the fruit cup is 40% pineapple, 30% peaches and 30% pears. Okay, so there's more ha'etz than hadamba. But the thing that had the ingredient that the largest volume is a hadamba. Okay, it's 40% pineapple. Okay, so there's enough pineapple is the more than anything else. But if you eat, if you view it by the eighths as hanadamas, if you line it up that way, it's 60% eighths and 40% hadamas. Okay. Anyway, Rav Moshe said, you know, you go by the brachas. So 60% of eighths versus 40% hadamas, the brachas are eighths. You don't say the largest volume thing is hadamas, and therefore you go hadamas. Okay, that's what I said.
Last night, if we cover just hadamas.
Okay. Okay. Now, so so it, we would say, what would you make bracha on that food cup? You say you make an eighth. Okay? But the truth is, that's a machlokes. Okay? It's a machlokes in the chayinim. The Chayyadim says you make two brachas.
Because you can see it.
The Chayyadim says if it's separate pieces that you could see, you make two brachas. And Prima Gavim says, no, you make only one bracha. Okay, now in brachas, in Hilchos brachas, the Mishnah Berurah says, Safek brachas l'hakol. Safek brachas l'hakol, so therefore you only make one bracha. Right. It's a machlokes, you only make one bracha. Okay, machlokes, should you make one bracha, should you make two brachas? You make one bracha. Okay, so over here, at first glance, you might say, well, okay, well, that's fine for there. Maybe over here for Bishlakim, which should be Machmer. Okay, you don't...
There's a drop on in here.
Yes.
So, you could also, when you're Masufet, what you do, you go
to Akhokil. So, Yanki was Machavim, that the Ramah says in Halacha Yud Aleph, we didn't get there yet, Yanki knows already, he was Machavim, which is Rosh Rebelski feels. He's Machavim, that in Halacha Yud Aleph it says, Suffolk of Bishlakim is Lahakal also.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, if we have a Suffolk about Bishlakim with Makal, so therefore over here also, we would say the same thing, Suffolk. So it's a machlok is whether we should view with the chunks floating around, should we view that as separate or not separate? And we would say lahakol that is considered like it's one unit and you could be mikol. Okay. Now, okay. Another example of ikur v'tafel, a completely different type of example of ikur v'tafel. It's something from Kufi Dalad. Okay, Kufi Dalad is a simon about. Okay, well, about foods you like eat with goyim. Okay, that's what kufi dalad has to do with, and other things like that. Yeah. And it's one of the examples is this beer. Tosha says, what do you make beer out of? What do you make beer out of? You make beer out of, barley. Let's say, barley and water. Okay, there are other things in there also, but let's pretend it's just barley and water. Okay, now, barley is not edible raw. Okay, and so the question is, does it need bishul yisrael on that? Does the beer need bishul yisrael? Beer cooked, that's a good question. Okay, it's cooked. He wants if it's cooked.
It is, it does go in a certain way. I mean,
I don't know if this is the correct answer. Tosh is assuming that it's cooked. I think they cook up the wort at the beginning to help break down the starches. I think there's a cooking at the beginning, but I'm not sure. Okay, that's my impression.
I mean, you were at Budweiser.
So Tosh asks, does it need Bishul Yisrael? Now, Tosh's first answer to that question is, that it may not be Oil Shulchan Lachem. Okay, we talked about that last time, for any of you who could still remember, why Tosis is mesupik about whether it's Oil Shulchan Lachem or not.
Okay, put
that on the side, okay. But Tosis's second answer is like this, and this is the answer that the Taz brings in Kufi Dal, is that when you have beer, the ikur is the water, and the barley, the grain that you use, is tufel to the water. He says, just like.
I should get rid of that, man.
Just like the bracha on beer is not mezonos. You don't make mezonos on beer. What do you make on beer? You make shahakal on it. Just like you make shahakal because the water is the ikur. So too the water is the ikur as far as relates to bishlak.
That's no get caught.
Okay, now I have to tell you. I mean, Tosha says it, and everybody passes like this. I don't really understand it. I have to tell you because how many people drink beer because they want water? They don't want beer. They want the we'll call it the barley extract. Okay, whatever comes out of the barley and ferments and whatever gives it that flavor, if they wanted water, they would drink water. Tosis is saying it like as if it's flavored water. So let's say soda. Okay, we're here to go. Pop. Pop is flavored water. So then you understand that it's just flavored water. So the person is eating, he really is having a drink, and it's flavored water. It's hard to hear that so much with beer, that it's flavored water. I guess that's just his learning. That it's
a coffee, there's a machlok, if you need
dishes. So I'm getting to
why that. Is the beer any different?
I'm getting to that. Okay, I'm getting to that. So somehow, Tosis is seeing it, that if you drink something, it's like sort of automatic that what you're drinking is for the hydration, for the liquid of it. And somehow that's the ick of why you're doing it. And the other thing is just flavorings. It's just hard to imagine when you talk about beer, it seems more than just a drink that people have.
See, I would agree with him because when it comes to coffee,
there's
decaf and regular. So if someone drinks decaf, like I tell you, Zabrachal Batala must be drinking it just for the hydration, Shabbat.
Okay.
So therefore, it might not be a machlokas by decaf.
Okay.
But by regular caffeine, that's why I hear that they're
quicker
to get that pep.
Just the opposite.
Like my mom designed.
No, just the opposite. You're saying is the guy is taking a drink of water. Right. He wants caffeine also. So this is a way to get caffeine in his water. So that's Tuffle. The ichor is the water. The ichor is the water. He's taking
the other way. I'm saying
that my caffeine, I can hear why you would say that they're the ichor. I want that caffeine. That bean in there with the caffeine.
Does he want a bean? He wants caffeine. He wants water and caffeine. He doesn't care that it's coffee beans in it. That's just a technicality. It's a flavoring.
Okay, I'm listening.
Somehow, Tyson understands that the ichor here is the water, and the other thing is just a flavoring in the water.
It's very different than what people think of it nowadays.
I don't.
They have more commercials nowadays. Maybe that makes the difference.
Okay, now, the same thing is also, many Pisces can talk about, give an extension of what Tyson talks about beer, to say that that's one of the reasons why coffee and tea and hot cocoa might not need Bishul Yisrael, because the liquid is the ichor. The ichor, in the tea, it's easier to hear. Right? You have just a cup of water, you get a flavoring from the tea leaves, so that's just a flavoring. The ichor is the water, and ignore the fact that the other things are in there. They're considered the tuffle. Just like Tyson says for beer, they say for these other things also. Lastly, about this is, which have nothing to do with Bishlakim, which is that in Kufi Dalet, what the Simon is really about is that there are certain foods you're not allowed to eat to drink together with Goyim. Okay? Mm-hmm. One of the ones that's talked about, I'm not saying it's awesome, one of the ones that's talked about is beer, maybe not to sit down, and I'll throw in that the Chayadim says, Rabbi Shachter likes to quote this, the Chayadim talks about, he says, the reason why you're not allowed to eat, drink together with Goyim, these kind of certain alcoholic beverages, is because, same as Bishlakim, it'll lead to chasnas, it leads to becoming very friendly.
The reason is because of a bunch of lights.
Okay, and so he says, so the Chayadim says, he says, and look, nowadays, he says, I don't think that he says that it's usher. He says, but look, nowadays, instead of people sitting around bars drinking beer, they sit in coffee houses and drink coffee and hot cocoa. That was what was in style then. Okay, it was pre-Starbucks, but the same style. Okay, they sit around doing the thing. He says, so, and there's such terrible people are marrying, going this, it's all over the going on like this. So logically, should understand that the same issue that took them Kufi Dalet, maybe should apply to drinking coffee with people. So, okay, anyhow, so we'll have to see. I don't think it says it's Asr, but he says that the same way Chazal said you shouldn't drink these alcoholic beverages with them, we should logically extend that to the news. I don't think that he says it's Asr per se. He just talks about that.
Drinking the half street Dunkin' Donuts.
We will maybe talk more about this, about the chocolate itself, why it doesn't need Bishul Yisrael, and this Kufi Dalet thing, maybe next week. I'm not sure if we're going to do it. We'll see.
Thank you. Call?